Northern Utahns woke up Monday to the familiar summer sight of smoke plumes over the mountains as a new wildfire consumes land northwest of Tremonton. For Kevin Anderson, it was personal.
Earlier this morning, I was considering going over there and trying to clear out brush.
That's because Anderson is the chief engineer at the Cache Valley Media Group, and they own the radio equipment the fire is threatening. The Radio Hill Fire, as it was aptly named, has burnt more than 1,500 acres of land and is only 10% contained, according to Jason Curry, the public information officer for Utah Forestry, Fire, and State Lands.
We're pouring a lot of effort into this one. We've got a hotshot crew, we've got a helicopter, we've got heavy air tankers, engines, pretty much the full complement, trying to get a line around it and contain it.
Curry says the fire was started by lightning alongside three others in the area Sunday night, but was the only one to get out of control. There are houses to the south, but have not yet been threatened, he says. The fire is climbing up the mountain towards radio transmitters, however, and Anderson said that equipment doesn't come cheap.
We've got four kind of mid-range power transmitters up there. Those don't come cheap. We've got a whole rack full of lower power translators, probably up to $1 million.
While the forecast is hot and dry, Curry says the relative lack of wind inspires confidence that the fire will come under control soon. He says July is a concerning month for wildfire. As fuels are dry and fireworks light up, he reminds Utahns to watch their impact, as 82% of the fires this year have been human caused. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.